Oh my God, Charlie and me saw buds on our forsythia bush over the weekend. There's something about that green with a little hint of yellow that's just so darn hopeful, right? Puts a little bounce in my step. The older I get, the more I appreciate spring. Well, all the seasons, really, but especially spring. March was true to its word. After entering with two, count 'em, two major snowstorms, with power outages to boot, the last half of the month was blessedly lamb-like. I love watching the tide turn, and all of a sudden you realize that there are more patches of ground showing than snow. And wow, the birds are starting to make a racket. It's still cold in the morning, but most days we saw up to a balmy 45 or so. It's hard to complain, though some folks manage. And they always seem to come to my register down to the A&P with a full cart and, I might add, coupons. I try to keep it light, but it's challenging. There's Claudia Peavy, okay? She's a yabut kind of gal. Don't matter what you say to her, she'll yab at you. You know the type. Hey, Claudia, feels like spring has finally sprung, doesn't it? Yeah, but there's so much to do in the yard, what with all the tree damage from those storms and the mud. Then there's Ethel Brown come in last week. We call her Ethel Beige because, well, she is. Hi there, Ethel. Sure is a beautiful spring day out there, huh? Well, I guess. I just wish I could enjoy it. Here we go, I'm thinking. Pete and me aren't doing too well. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Truth is, Pete and Ethel have never done well, and frankly, I think that's the way Ethel likes it. I know we should probably give counseling a try, but really, do I want to try to save something that wasn't that good to begin with? Besides, where would I find the time? Plus, my mother's living with us. She's a handful, let me tell you. Course, everything would be easier if I had more energy. It's this Lyme disease. You got Lyme? Yep. Well, the tests come back negative, but I know I have it. Not that the insurance company would cover it if I did. And on and on and on. Ethel's like a Gatling gun, but all you can do is nod your head and check her out as fast as you can. And to top things off, Ida, I have this paper cut on my thumb that's driving me crazy. Just look at that. Throbs so. Darn thing keeps me up at night. Not that I got much sleep anyway with Pete snoring. I think he needs to see someone, a specialist or something. By now, thankfully, the chip reader has buzzed and it's time for Ethel to go spread her joy elsewhere. Good talking to you, Ida. I'd say have a nice day, but why bother? Instead, I shut off my register light and stroll over to the flower section. It's just bursting with color right now. I grab a potted daffodil, bring it back to my register, and put it right where I can see it. Boy, I'm thinking, is it ever easy to get pulled down into the doom and gloom by folks who love wallowing in it? Or you can choose to see the beauty and color and hope that's all around. It's there, trust me. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.